Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way.
Spring has sprung and the weather is improving here in Michigan where I'm recording this episode. And spring is a great time to clean not just out your closets, but also do some things for your marketing. So let's talk about list hygiene today. All systems keep getting smarter and you want to make sure that your email list is engaged with your emails because that sends signals to those smart systems that your emails should make it to the inbox. Now, let me tell you a story about a client who had an email list of nearly 3,000 people. It's pretty nice, right? They'd gathered it over the span of 8 years in business, but it was a nice size list. But we weren't getting any engagement. We weren't getting very much engagement, not the engagement that we wanted. And unfortunately, we were paying for more people to be on their list than should have been on it. So we were wasting money on top of it. So we reduced the size of the email list by more than 800 people doing a simple list cleaning exercise and ended up increasing all of our relevant metrics. And as more people started to engage, including people who hadn't been engaging in the recent past, it resulted in more sales and the list grew back to 3,000 again with an engaged group of people. It isn't just about the numbers and the size of your list anymore. Because let's be honest, what does any of that matter if you have people on it who are not reading or looking at your emails, or their emails are bouncing? Don't get me wrong. One of the things I love about email marketing is that it keeps you top of mind, whether someone reads it or not. Unfortunately, we do want them opening and looking at it, right? But if they don't open it, if they don't click on it, they don't file it, they don't take some sort of action, it's telling the different email providers like Gmail, Outlook, and Yahoo that people don't want your content, and it might cause some of your email newsletters to go into spam. You need engagement. You need to create content that people want to read and engage with, and the more your subscribers engage with your content, the better Gmail, Outlook, Yahoo, etc. think of you. So how do we do that? Well, we clean our list and remove the people who no longer want to be on that list. How? Well, look at your metrics. Select anyone who hasn't engaged with your emails in like 6 months. With Apple pre-opening your emails, you could use opens to be more conservative. It won't exclude everyone, and you can send them an email to see if it's time to go your separate ways. If they want to stay on your list, have them click a button and take them to a thank you page that you create on your website just for those who want to stay engaged. Then, pick everyone who didn't click on that button and remove them from your email list. I usually give it a week or two. Now, if you want to give people more time, you can actually separate your email database into two segments, those who haven't engaged with your emails and everyone else. This will allow you to add some copy or pre-header into the version of the email that goes to those who haven't engaged to see if this is one of the last emails they're going to get from you. Sounds a little dire, doesn't it? But it's interesting, right? If this is the first time you're doing this, the number of people you remove from your list could be staggering. And let me tell you, it hurts. I know, I've felt it. But why pay for those contacts who aren't engaging with your content? The ones that don't want it and won't buy from you. A big list doesn't mean anything without people who are engaged and wanting to receive content from you, because the people who don't want it aren't going to buy from you. They're not going to engage with your content or follow your calls to action. So let's spring clean your email list and let me know how it goes. So thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. If you learned something, it would really help me out if you'd like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit KendraCorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.